So we can conclude from philosophical and astrophysical scientific evidence that there's a cause for the universe. However, this cause doesn't mean it's God. There's a bit of a leap of faith there, a bit of a jump. Let's inquire, what is the nature of this cause in order for us to have that conclusion? I believe, one, it must not be subject to time, because it created time and space. Even Stephen Hawking, he says, almost everyone now believes that the universe and time itself had a beginning at the Big Bang. Two, it must be uncaused, as we already discussed the absurdity of an infinite number of anything, and that includes causes. Three, it must be immaterial, because it created material, and the universe is the sum of all matter, of all material. Most significantly, point number four is the thing that makes our hearts explode, our soul resonate, because this cause must be a personal agent. It must have a personality. Take the following points into consideration. This cause is eternal, no beginning, no end. But it brought into existence a finite effect, the universe. So the only way it could do this, if it chose to bring into existence the finite effect. And choice means what? It means it has a will. And if it has a will, it means it has a personality. Also, if this cause is immaterial, the only thing we could think about that's immaterial are two things. One, abstract objects like numbers, or two, minds. But things like numbers don't cause anything. But raise your right hand, just to show that your mind actually does have an effect in nature. So this thing must be like a mind, not a human mind, but rather with cognition and intellect and knowledge, which indicates a personality.